The angels that appear in the story of Jesus' birth would have been really quite comfortable in the world of social media and hashtags. Their messages were often short and to the point, and their favorite line was usually, "Do not be afraid," or in social media, hashtag, "Do not be afraid." Hashtag, "Do not be afraid." As we look at the stories of these winged messengers to Zechariah, and next week to Mary, and then to Joseph, and then finally to the shepherds, we will contemplate what messages we can offer that will fly in the face of a culture of fear and bring more hope, more peace, more joy, and more love to the world. Advent is known as a season of waiting. Waiting for the Christ child to be born anew in our hearts. Waiting for God to, quote, create a new heaven and a new earth. For Christ to come again and the reign of God to come to this world. It can have a decidedly eschatological sense. Eschatological is just a fancy word meaning end times. So when we think about it, it can have an eschatological sense if we read deeper than the nostalgic nod to a story of a pregnancy and a birth and the gift-giving that comes as a result. But waiting can have its problems too. As Rhonda Britton describes in her book, Fearless Living, quote, "When we passively wait, we are living in fear." When we passively wait, we are living in fear. What she is referring to here is that when we wait for circumstances outside of ourselves to change in order to feel more hope and peace and joy and love, or to live our lives fully, we rob ourselves of the chance to have those things right now. Cultivating those things, on the other hand, means that we accept and claim our agency to make our lives our own and move freely into the future, no matter the circumstances of our lives or the world around us. And when we do that, we are living fully into who God calls us to be, because we have the power to make a difference. To help shift circumstances rather than to live in fear of those circumstances. So, the waiting in Advent cannot be a passive waiting, the kind of waiting that believes that God doesn't need us in order to make the world a safer, better place for all people. This is the message that the angels who appear to Zechariah and Mary and Joseph and the shepherds bring to us in this Advent season. They bring news, yes, but they also invite participation in the story. The message is, God is doing thus and such, and you are a part of it. Get over your fear because God is in need of you. God is in need of you. And in order for all of this to happen, we are going to need more hope, more peace, more joy, more love, and even more life all around us. God needs you to start spreading the word. In other words, you and I have to put the feathers on the wings of the angels in people's minds and hearts. We need to make angels real, living, and breathing in the lives of people. Without a little bit of caution, we can easily fall into the Hallmark card version of angels, which is really actually the medieval Christian version when cherubs became the cutest little thing since sliced bread. Oh wait, sliced bread wasn't invented in the medieval period. Angels in the scriptures, to the contrary, angels seemed to elicit anything but cute reactions. There was a reason why angels always said, "Do not be afraid." Because of their appearance, stuffing out those who crossed their paths. They were a wake-up call and came with life-altering messages. I think "do not be afraid" was both imminent, that is to say, do not be afraid right now while you're right here quaking in your boots while I'm here in front of you, and also prophetic. Don't be afraid as you set out to fulfill what God is calling you to do and be. The English word angel comes from the Latin angelus, which actually is derived even further back from the Greek angelos. The term initially only pointed to a function of a messenger, one who brings a message. But gradually over time, angel came to signify a name for a class of beings existing between God and humanity. And thus began a whole lot of, quote, angelology, if that's a word, and theological speculation through the ages, and certainly continues in popular notions about angels today. But this series that I am beginning today harkens, and yes, pun intended, this series harkens back to the original meaning, simply one who has a message. An envoy of one that announces. Angels are the symbol of messages that we need to hear, that we need to wake up to. We use the words that we have come to be associated with the four Sundays in Advent of hope and joy and peace and love. By taking in and taking on the message, we become the angels among us, getting this message out to multiply it in our spheres of influence. In our own spheres of influence. I'm not asking you to go on a mission trip halfway across the world. I'm asking you to talk to your neighbor, talk to your friend, talk to your dentist, not while they're working in your mouth, before. Or after. Again, drawing on Rhonda Britton's Fearless Living quote, "Fear is the gatekeeper of our comfort zone." Fear is the gatekeeper of our comfort zone. How are we called to move past our fear, past our comfort zones, in order to offer more hope, more peace, more joy, more love, and more life? We live in a time when we are exposed to a lot of information and disinformation that causes fear and anxiety. Flying in the face of fear, admittedly an apt metaphor for angels, means putting out information to counteract the pervasive messages of fear. For instance, create more hope, or maybe hashtag more hope, this week by donating to our collection for Volunteers of America Resource Center for youth experiencing homelessness. See Sandy Dotson for a list of items requested. It was just another day at the temple for Zechariah. It was his priestly turn to make sure that everything was done properly and in good order. But it quickly turned into something quite different when an angel showed up at the altar. The opposite of hope, which is derived from fear, is despair. The message that Zechariah and Elizabeth will bear a son in their old age will be a message for one who would be a savior for the people The message that Zechariah and Elizabeth will bear a son in their old age who will be a messenger for one who will be a savior for the people is a story of the unexpected nature of hope and the call to become a people made ready for God's unexpected call to make a difference. God is never, we are ever becoming that people. Every one of us is always and ever becoming that people, pointing to the hope that exists in Jesus Christ. To Zechariah, is incredulous, "But I'm too old," comes the messengers, "but I'm God's messenger." Now, who can argue with that? Perhaps Zechariah's "but" here, it's an analogy to what must be God's frustration with our cynical responses to God's call. You know, like, "But I'm not good enough." Or, "What can one person do?" The angel's appearance is the breaking in of the divine into ordinary life, a central theme in Luke. The appearance of an angel in the first chapter signifies that this is an extraordinary story of divine events. And yet, it is set in the midst of very ordinary people. The message here is that one person can and does make a difference, no matter how insignificant our contribution seems. God is calling us to become a people ready to be made messengers of hope through our words and our actions. Angels are sometimes portrayed in the scriptures and certainly in religious art throughout history as having wings. Just as angels are symbols of God's messages to us, as God's presence with us, feathers symbolize the Spirit of God, the ability to span any distance between heaven and earth, and the freedom of flight to new heights in our lives as we proclaim God's possibilities for our lives and for our world. We are beginning the Advent season this year as we do every year. And as you depart today, in just a few minutes, as you depart today, we invite you to receive the gift of a feather. There's baskets to either side of the door as you go out. I invite you to place your feather someplace where you will be reminded to keep your eyes open to God's messages and messengers in your life, and also God's power to be a messenger of hope in the midst of each day, in encounters with each person that you meet. Amen.